In CI news this week, censorship zones banning prayer and help outside abortion centres are imposed in England and Wales. Palliative care experts urge Hospice UK to drop its neutral stance on assisted suicide. And a mother speaks about choosing life for her unborn child with Down syndrome. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 1st of November. I'm Joanna Tim. Censorship zones banning prayer and offers of help to pregnant women outside abortion centres are now in force across England and Wales. People risk an unlimited fine for anything that intentionally or recklessly influences someone's decision to use abortion services, obstructs them, or causes harassment or distress within 150 metres of buildings where abortions are carried out. Institute senior researcher Rhys Curnow outlined the serious consequences of the new regulations.
These restrictions are an attack on religious liberty and free speech, and they're unnecessary. There are already laws against harassment and abuse, but these censorship zones could even apply to someone praying inside their own head. And they'll cost lives. There are people alive today simply because their mothers met someone ready to give them an alternative to abortion.
Similar zones came into force in Scotland last month, while pro-life witnesses also banned near abortion centres in Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. A pin badge displaying the LGBT Progress Pride flag alongside the traditional poppy has been launched by the Royal British Legion ahead of Remembrance Day. The Armed Forces charity justified its introduction as a way of increasing LGBTQIA+ allyship and intersex visibility and inclusion worldwide. Former Royal Marine and Falklands War veteran Jeff Williams criticised the move. Wearing the poppy is about remembering all those who fought irrespective of gender, race and sexuality. It's not a political gesture. This is just another pointless and deeply offensive exercise in wokeism. Reflecting on the British Legion's decision to promote gender ideology, Spike journalist Lauren Smith observed, "I dare say this isn't what many veterans or the elderly volunteers selling poppies on street corners signed up for." Palliative care experts have urged Hospice UK to drop its neutral stance on assisted suicide. The charity, which represents more than 200 hospices across the British Isles, recently said it is not for it to either support or oppose a change in the law on assisted dying. But in a letter to its chairman, Paul Jennings, more than 30 specialists in palliative care, including two former presidents of the Association of Palliative Medicine, asked him to stand with us against assisted dying. The signatories also questioned the charity's decision to invite Liam MacArthur MSP, architect of Scotland's assisted suicide bill, to address its annual conference in Glasgow on the 26th of November. The doctors said, "At the time of a Westminster debate and vote on this very issue, this conveys a pro-assisted dying stance." And finally, a Welsh mother has spoken about choosing life for her baby, despite facing pressure to have an abortion after her daughter Nancy was diagnosed with Down syndrome. Kat Booker described how the information given to her throughout her pregnancy was very negative. She felt like she was being pushed towards termination because it was the easier thing to do. The mother explained, "I was just being told how difficult everything was going to be and all the things that Nancy quite possibly wouldn't do, but not being given any other information, as in, there are children living quite happily with Down syndrome." Nancy is now 4, and Mum Kat described her as a dream. Before we go, it is with great sadness that we announce that our founder and first chairman, John Byrne, has been called home to the Lord, age 86. John was a committed believer in Christ who sought to be a Christian influence in wider society. And alongside the late Colin Hart, John helped found the Christian Institute over 30 years ago. He will be greatly missed by its staff and supporters. The Institute's current chairman, Reverend Dr. Richard Turnbull, said, "With John, one always felt you were in the presence of a Christian disciple, to whom the Lord would one day say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.' The pain, suffering and grief are now over for John. Thank God for his life and vision." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.